Okay, today's daf is Becharos daf mem hey. We are holding on daf mem dalet and beis. We're at the Mishnah on the bottom of daf mem, second class Mishnah on daf mem dalet and beis, about 12 lines, 15 lines before the end of the page. Ein lo beitzim o ein lo ela beitza achas. We're going, continuing with the mumin that would pass the kohen from doing the avodah. So if he doesn't have testicles or he only has one, hareze meruach ashech hamur b'torah. That's what the Torah means when the Torah says meruach ashech. Rabbi Shmuel omer, kol sheni mochu ashechav. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, it would have to mean that his testicles are crushed, not that he doesn't have them. Rabbi Kiva omer, kol sheruach b'ashechav. It means that he has wind in his in place of where his testicles should be, or in his testicles, that it's inflated by wind. Rabbi Chanina ben Atiganus omer, kol shemarav chashuchin. That has absolutely nothing to do with that part of the body at all. It's talking about his general complexion, that his complexion is very dark. He has a blacker complexion. As Rashi says, shu shachar kakushi, that he's black like a kushi, v'lo bebeitzim mishtoi klal. It's not about beitzim at all. So it says, mar kashale, Rabbi Shmael hachasar ashech mi ba'ilei. But wait, Rabbi Shmuel was bothered. Why use the term meruach ashach? If it's talking about someone who's chaser, who's missing a beitza, it should have said chaser ashach, and therefore tani shenimruchu ashachav. That's where Rabbi Shmuel disagreed, and he says it must mean that nimruchu ashachav, that they're crushed. Kashle Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva was bothered that if Rabbi Shmuel were correct, hay mi meruach ashach mi ba'ilei. He viewed the mem as a prefix, and therefore it should have been. So if mem is also part of the shoresh of meruach, of being nimuach, of being crushed, it should have said mi meruach ashach. So tani, and therefore Rabbi Akiva taught shaharuach ba'ashachav, that it must be a reference to someone that has ruach ba'ashachav. That's where Rabbi Kiva disagreed with Rabbi Shmuel. Kashle Rabbi Chanina ben Atiganus. Hay ruach ashach mi ba'ilei. Rabbi Chanina ben Atiganus says, well, if Rabbi Akiva were correct, it should have said ruach ashach. So tani shem marav chashuchin. That's why he taught that it means marav chashuchin, that it's just a dark complexion. Kasavar gorin mosifin v'darshin. Why is marav chashuchin a valid drasha over here? Because he holds of an unusual form of drasha that you could be goreya umosif and dorish. What does that mean? Says Rashi, gorin ches mi meruach v'alef me ashach. You're allowed to take the last letter out of the first word and the first letter out of the last word. Umosifin ches makum alef al ashach v'alef makum ches. And then you could flip them to each other, and that's why avave meroo choshech, and therefore it turns into maro choshech, that he appears to be black. So hainu kushi, fractal gemara, but wait a second, that's the same exact thing as a kushi, and we're going to say kushi later on in the Mishnah. So it says, Rabbi Chanina ben Atiganus, Sultani kushi, Rabbi Chanina ben Atiganus didn't have that Mishnah that says kushi later on. Kesef Mishnah writes, the psul of nimucha shachav is only if both of them are nimruchu, if both of them are crushed, both of them, but if only one of them is, then it's not considered a mum, and he says, that's why Dafka says nimucha shachav lashon rabim, had it been true of even one, then it should have said b'lashon yachid. However, the Chavetz Chaim in Likutei Halachos writes that there's what to take issue with over here, because all the Tanaim in the Mishnah seem to be mosif on the other one. Tanakama holds ein lo beitzim o beitza achas, that's a mum. Rabbi Shmuel's mosif not only if it's missing, but even if it's there, it's just nimrach. So he's being mosif al divrei Tanakama. So it would seem that if the Tanakama said that missing even beitza achas is a mum, that Rabbi Shmuel would hold if nimrach even Beta Achas, that should also be a mum. So that's a discussion over here, whether it's only on one or on both. Good, says the Mishnah. Makish bekarsolav uba arkavosav. If let's say a person's ankles or knees bang into each other, meaning he's either bow-legged or he's the opposite. I mean, his knees connect and his legs separate toward the bottom. Or ubal hapikim va'ikel, someone who's a bal pikim or ikel. We'll see what that is. The Mishnah is about to say ezu ha'ikel kol shu makiv parsosa ve'nar kavosav nokshu zuluzu. Whenever he puts his feet together and his knees don't bang into each other. Chazanish already raises the question. We just said that. We just spoke about someone who's bow-legged is someone who puts his feet together and his knees don't bang into each other. So unclear exactly what the difference is. I'm not really sure. Pika yotzi migodo. Pika means a piece of flesh that comes out of his thumb. Akevu yotzi lacharov. Or someone, let's say, who has his heels go behind him, meaning out our heels, typically when you stand straight, the heel is even with the rest of the body. It doesn't stick out further behind the body. Parsos of Rechavos Kishalavas, or the bottom of his feet, are wide like a goose's feet. Etzbos of Merkavos Zualzu, or his etzbos, of here means his toes, are growing one on top of each other. They rest on top of each other instead of being side by side. Oklutos Lamala Adaperek, or they're connected all the way up until the joint. So kosher, that's going to be kosher. Lamatam Adaperek V'chadcha kosher. Or even if they were below the joint, and then you cut them to separate them, that's also kasher. But let's say you have an extra toe, an extra finger, and you cut that off. If it had a bone in it, that would be a puzzle. That would be possible. Would be a problem. Would be a mum. Vim lav kasher. But if it didn't have a bone in it, then it would be kasher. Why? If you cut off the extra, we just said that if the problem is that the toes are connected and you cut them, so then it's fine. You disconnect them. That's going to be fine. You surgically repair that, and that's okay. Why by the yaseres is it not okay? You have a sixth finger and you cut off the sixth finger, so now you have five. Why is that not okay? So Rashi says, Hal v'chadcha sherei mechusarever, shenimtzeba, that you're mechusarever because you had a certain amount of evarim and you cut one off. So it's a psul, it's not a psul balmum. Psul mechusarever, it's a different psul. V'imlav kasher delo chashevel tiltul bialma. Right, if it doesn't have a bone, then we just view it as a little extra piece of flesh. Different people have pieces of flesh sticking off different parts of their body. That's not a problem. Yes, or biyad of baraglav sheish v'sheish esr marba. But what if it's not just an extra finger? It's an extra finger on each hand and an extra toe on each foot. So he's got 24 digits. Rabbi Yehuda machshir v'cham pelsins. Rabbi Yehuda says that's kasher. The cham say that's pasul. Hasholit b'shtei yadav. Rabbi posul v'cham machshirin. Someone who's ambidextrous. So Rabbi says that's pasul. Chabas say that's kosher. We'll see a little bit later on exactly what that's about. Now over here we talk about someone who has 24 digits. So the Chazir David writes that according to Rabbi Yehuda, a Kohen that has six fingers is kosher even for kmitza, even though it turns out that his kmitza is going to be bigger than any other Kohen's kmitza, because the kmitza involves all the middle fingers, not the extreme, not the thumb and not the pinky, all the fingers in the middle. If he's got four of them, so his kmitza is going to be a little bit bigger. He says, and that's why in Amud Beis we're going to have a story where someone, a Kohen, presents to Rabbi Tarfon, or a person rather presents to Rabbi Tarfon, and he has six fingers, and Rabbi Tarfon says, Kamoscha yirba b'Yisrael. There should be more like you in Israel, meaning to say that there should be more Kohanim like you, because then there will be the kmitzas will all be bigger. That's what the Chazei David suggests. The Rambam in the Perush Mishnah says that according to the Chachamim, if you have 24 digits, it's a mum, even if it's on both, even if you have six on each hand and six on each foot. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not a mum, even when it's only on one hand that you have an etzbi yaseir. It's lav dafka that it's 24 that it's not a mum. If you have six and five or something like that, that also would be okay according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's how the Rambam understands. The Rashash and the Tiferes Yisrael disagree. They say no. The only reason it's not a mum is because it's symmetrical. According to Rabbi Yehuda, even if you have an extra, it's not that anything extra is not a mum. Things that are extra are a mum when it's clearly different. But when it's symmetrical with the rest of your body, then it would be a mum. So that's a machlokas about what exactly Rabbi Yehuda's shita is. Rabbi Meir Arik in the Sefer Tel Torah raises the question, from the fact that the Mishnah counts this mum by Adam, it sounds like it's not a mum by Behema. But l'chora, it should be a mum by Behema, because we have a rule called Yeser Kenatal dummy. Anytime you have something that's extra, it's considered as if it's missing. So it should be considered like it's chasalo etzba, and that is a mum by behema. So that the Rash Beitz in Yavin Shmua says that no, not every time do you have a yeser do you say it's kenatal. It's got to be a yeser that comes mishinoi minhago shalolam bebrias habehemos. It's something that's just different. But if it's just a shinoi minhago shalolam machmas brios because of the brios gadol v'tosefes koach, because it's particularly healthy or particularly strong, such an animal that has six fingers on each hand and each foot, that's a sign of strength. So that's not going to be called a mum by behema. Okay, so let's see the Gemara now. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Sheva Regel, Eli Yala Sheva Regel, Minayin Rabbis HaKishon Rikal VaKilban. It only says Sheva Regel. How do I know to include the bow-legged and all these people that we mentioned in the Mishnah? So Tama Lomar, O Sheva Regel. The extra O adds these kinds of movement as well. Tana Bal, what does it change to? HaPikin VaHashunfar. Amr B'chib HaRab Amr B'yochanan, Bal HaPikin SheYeshlok Sussos Harbe. Bala Pekin is someone that has many ankles, meaning there are too many joints down there by the ankle where it should look like there's one ankle, but it looks like there's more than one ankle, I guess one on top of each other or around the circumference of the bottom of his leg or something like that. Shunfar she'in lo k'sasos kalikar. Shunfar means someone who doesn't have any ankles. It's just straight. There's no joint over there. Pika yotze migodav akeva yotze l'achorav. So we discussed if there's an extra piece of flesh that sticks out by his thumb, or there's his heel sticks out behind him. Amar Blazer shoko yotze be'emtza raglo. Rabbi Blazer adds if his thigh sticks out in the middle of his leg. Parsos of Rechavos Shalavos, the Mishnah mentioned someone who has wide feet like a goose. Amra Papa Lotema de Trifa Velosadika. It doesn't have to mean that it's flat but it's not separated toes. El Kivin de Trefa Avagav de Sadika. Even if it's flat and its toes are separated, it doesn't have to be web footed like a goose. We're saying it's a mum, even if it's the bottom of the cedar just very flat and wide like a goose, even if he does have individual digits, individual toes. As both of them recovered, Zul Gavzua Klutos, Tan Rabbanan, Shever Yad, Ainly Ela Shever Yad. From Shever Yad, we would only know if someone has a broken hand. As both of them recovered, O Klutos, the Malam in a Perek, Vachachan, Vamrit Kasher, Vachachan, but how do I know that it's also possible if his fingers rest one on top of each other, or it's connected above the knuckle, and then you cut it, that it's going to be Kasher? So that is also going to be possible. Says, what do you mean it's also going to be possible? I'm kosher. We said in the Mishnah it's going to be kosher. No, we mean say if you don't cut it, how do I know that's also going to be possible? Tamalomar O Shever Yad. So that's what the O in O Shever Yad comes to add these movement as well. We said if there's an extra digit and you cut it off, so if there was a bone in it, then it's possible because it says Rashi said before Mechusarei there. Otherwise, it's going to be kosher. The only way it could be kosher is if it was in line with the other fingers. And Sperus al Gavayad, Rashi says, Shin Sperus from Shara Etzbaos, Shomdos Bishurasan. It's considered an Aver, where when you cut it off, you Mechusar Aver, and if you leave it there, it's an additional Aver, only when it's actually growing together, it looks like it fits in with the rest of the fingers. Tanra Abanan, Yisera Sheishba Etzemain, but Siporen, Metam Mago Masa, Metam Baal, Vol, the meaning Kuf Chafei. If you have an extra finger that has a bone in it, but doesn't have a fingernail, it's still Metam Mago Masa, it's still Metam Baal, like an Aver Shalem from a person would be Metame when it's removed from the body. And it counts toward the minion, toward the number 125. What's the magic number 125? What does that mean? It counts toward 125. Says Rashi, "Im ein ba basar olu l'minyan kuf chav hei, dizeu rov minyan evare ames." The halacha is any single aver that has basar gidin vatzamos is metame ba'ovel. But let's say you have an aver that doesn't have any basar anymore. How many avarim that don't have basar can be metame ba'ovel? Well, rov minyan. We assume a person has ramach avarim, 248 avarim. So if you have 125 of the bones of a person's body without any basar, that would be metame ba'ovel. So this counts as one of the 125. If he has an extra finger along his hand. That's only if it's counted together with the other fingers, meaning it's in the same row. The following thing, Rabbeinu Agadol, God should help him, had said, God should help him not in a negative way, meaning it's like Shlita. So, Yaseres Sheyeshba Etzem, Ve'in Batziporen, Mitami Magu Masa, Ve'in Mitami Ba'ohel. That if you have an extra finger that has bone but doesn't have a fingernail, it's Mitami Magu Masam, but it's not Metayim Ba'ol, meaning somehow it's considered a little bit like an Aver, that it's Metayim Magal Masa, but it's not like really like a real Aver, because it's not Metayim Ba'ol. That's assuming that it's not in line with the other fingers that's counted together with the rest of the hand. Rabbi Yochanan says this is like Divrei Nevius, meaning a Navi doesn't really have to explain the logic behind his words. It's a Nevuah, something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. So saying you're treating the Torah like Nevius, that you can go and just say something and you don't have to explain where you got it from. It doesn't make any sense to say that that such an Aver is Metam Magul Masa, but not Metam Bol, because Manav Shach E Aver Hu Bol Nami Tatame. If it's really an Aver, it should be Metam Bol. V'Lav Aver Hu Magul Masa Nami Lolit Me. And if it's not an Aver, then it shouldn't be Metam Magul Masa either. So I'm Rochon Bar Menoch Mishmei Dravacha. No, they treat it like an etzem kisaora, not like an aver, like the tum of etzem kisaora, and etzem kisaora is metami magul masa, not metami ba'ol. Rav Papa amar gzeira she'en nisperes atu nisperes. Rav Papa says, really, it shouldn't be metami at all. But they made a gzeira that if you have an extra finger that's not in line with the rest of the fingers, and you're going to say that it's not metami at all, you're going to come to think that an extra finger that is in line with the rest of the fingers is also not an aver and not metami at all. That's why there were goes there that should at least be metame b'magul masa. So, well, if you want to make a gzeira, then ihach yishen nisperes ba'ol nami tetame. Then you should make the gzeira that it should be metame ba'ol as well, because if you want the gzeira to be effective, you should give it all of the halachos of that which you are being gozer because of, which is an additional finger that's nisperes al gabe yad, which is metame ba'ol. So, answers the Gemara of the Rabbanan Akeira, ki yechid olisruf alayu truma v'kachim. The Rabbanan Dafka made a hacker. They wanted to make this halacha different than a real extra Aver, because if they counted it like a real extra Aver, they gave it all the same halachas, that it's even Metame Ba'oel, then people will think that this Tumah is a Tumah D'oraisa, and as a result, if it comes in contact with Truma or Kachim, they're going to be sorry if the Truma, based on the idea that it's Tameh, but in reality it's only a Tumah Midrabanan, and there's no heter to burn Truma if it's only Tameh Midrabanan. Fine. Tananasim, we have a Mishnah. Rov binyanu, rov minyanu shel meis al pi she'in bo rova temein. If you have the majority of the skeletal structure, or the majority of in number of bones in the body, of a dead body, even though it doesn't have a rova hakav of bones, it was a very small person, so you don't have the volume of a rova hakav in the rov minyan or the rov binyan, still it's going to be tamei. Just rov minyan, rov binyan alone is enough to be metamei. Tan rabban ezeh rov binyanu. What makes up rov binyan, the majority of the skeletal structure? Tani shnei shukayim v'yerech echad, a whole rov govo begadol. Both shukayim and one yerech makes up the majority of the height of a person, and therefore that's all you need in order for him to be in order to have rov binyan of a mace. Ezu rov minyano. What is rov minyan of a dead body? Kuf chafei. It's 125 bones, because 248 is the amount of bones that a person normally has. So 125 is the rov minyan. That's the big chiddush, that rov minyan is kuf chafei, that the majority of 248 is 125. So kamash malon kedetanya chas hashein bo el masayim v'yaso sheish b'masayim u'shmon v'echad. Let's say you have a person who's missing bones for whatever reason. He only has 200, or someone who has extras and they have 281. Why did Dafka choose 281? The Achronim try to work it out. They try to figure out, talking about someone who has extra digits on each hand, and each one is three bones, and they figure out how to get from 248 to 281. Plus, it's a woman who has an extra five anyway. Somehow, they come out to that number. So, kulan olam l'minyan kuf chafei. They all, no matter how many bones the person actually has, we consider 125 of their bones to be rov minyan, even though it could be that it's not rov minyan, or that it's way more than rov minyan, depending on whether they have extra or whether they have fewer. Zilbas Rubadinchi, we follow the majority of people. The majority of people, from 125, that's considered Rov Minyan. The Reish Bikurim just points out, how could you say Rov Anashim, that Rov people, 125 is considered the Rov? They're half the population of the world is female. By a female, we're about to say in the Gemara, there are five extra Evarim that a woman has more than a man has. So her Rov Minyan should be 127. And not only that, So what he suggests is what you have to say is that an Ilamis has the same amount of bones as a Zachar. So if it's the population is 50-50 male and female, you take the Miat Ilamis and you attach it to the 50% Zachar, and it turns out that the majority of people, very tiny majority, but the majority of people have 248 Evarim. That's what the Rish Bikurim suggests. Otherwise, you have to understand what in the world does mean Ruba de Inchi when half of the world is women. A famous story over here, because it's very difficult to understand what went on exactly. The story of the Talmidim of Rabbi Shmuel, Sheshalku Zona Achas, Shenischai V'Shreifel Melech. They cooked a Zona who was chayiv to be burnt by the Melech, and they dissected her. Batku Matzu B'Masayim V'Chamish V'Shnayim. They wanted to know, do people really have 248 Evarim? They found she had 252. So Amalehem Shema B'Isha B'Daktem. So they said, oh, we found a person and had 252 Evarim. So he said, maybe you did your experiment on a woman. A woman has two hinges and two doors in addition to the 248 Evarim that a man has. So Ben Yehuda says, what's going on? What are they burning and cooking a person for? He says, it must have been Gzeres HaMelech that he was Gozer, that they have to cook her up, because she was Chayiv Shreifa. So once they were doing that, they decided they'll learn Halachos and they'll start counting up the Evarim, they'll start dissecting her and figure out some science from it as well. Some Sofer writes in Chuvin Yardes and Shin Lamed Vav that you have to say that this zona must have been an Amalekis, where there's no Isra Hana from her body. But if she was a regular Jewish person that died, it would be absolutely Asabana. You would not be allowed to dissect to learn Rafua, to learn medical knowledge. In the Chuvis Ar HaMeir, he quotes in the Bir Yadav from Chuvis Ar HaMeir, Simen Ayin Dalid Os Gimel, that this is from Rabbi Huda Meir Shapiro, the Av Bezin of Petrikov, Rosh Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin of Meir Shapiro, the famous Meir Shapiro. Right. So in Tshuvas Ora Meir, he writes that based on this, we could be Miyashiv, why they were able to be Menavel Lameis. Aside from Nisra Nashal Meis, is Nisra of Nivel Lameis. So what are they dissecting a body? It's Nisra of Nivel Lameis. Oh, so if you say that, we're talking about a guy, so it could be that there's no Nisra of Nivel when it comes to a non-Jewish dead body. Just like there's no Mitzvah of Kvura, Rav Shech says a whole piece in Eretz Tzvi, I think B'Shem Rav Salvechik, where he explains that even though guy is also Chayiv in Mitzvah, the body of an Einu Yehudi has a din of Tashmishe Mitzvah, and the Halach of Tashmishe Mitzvah is Lachas Man Mitzvah San Nizrakim. You could just throw him out once the Mitzvah is over, whereas the body of a Jew has a din of Tashmishe Kedusha, because the Torah is Chakuk Aluach Libech. It's as if we have Ksav Shel Torah on us, and therefore even Lachas Man Mitzvah San has to be Nikbar and has to be put into Geniza. One other very Chashva Ha'ara, the Ha'elef Chashlomo, Rav Shlomo Kluger writes over here, was asked, why, according to this Gemara, why do we say when we make a Mishaberach for a man and we make a Mishaberach for a woman, we always say Ramach Evereha Shsagideha? It's not true of a woman. There is no Ramach Evereha. She has Ranav, or Ranag, we'll see soon, either 252 or 253 Evarim. So Shlomo Kluger says that since we say Mishaberach Avaseinu Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov, and the Avos had only Ramach Evarim and Shsagidim, so it turns out that their Zuchus is only Megin on 248 Evarim. So even though we want a woman's all of her Evarim to be okay, but the Zuchus of the Avos is only going to help for 248 out of the Evarim. Now, there are a lot of Nuschos of the Mishaberach that say, don't say Ramach Evarim Shsagidah by a woman, they'll say L'chol Evarim L'chol Gideha. So L'chol Evarim L'chol Gideha makes more sense L'chora by a woman. Okay, Tanya, Rav Lazar, M'kshem Shetzirim L'bayis Kach Tzirim Lisha. Just like a house has hinges, so too a woman has hinges. Shenemar V'tich V'tel K'nefko L'tziraha. Pasuk refers to Tziraha of a woman. Rav Shor, M'kshem Shetzalasas L'bayis Kach Tzalasas Lisha. Just like a house has doors, so too a woman has doors. Why dafka are we comparing her to a house? The altar beso zuishta, right? That's what the Gemara says in Yevamos and Ksuvos, that bayis refers to a house. A woman is the akeres habayis. So just like a house has doors, so too a woman has doors. Shenemer kilos sagar dalasi bitni. Rabbi Akiva omer k'shem shemavtech lebayis kach mavtech. Rabbi Akiva adds a fifth extra aver that a woman has. That just like a house has a key, so too a woman has a key. Shenemar v'yiftach es rachama. The Kodesh Baruch Hu opened up her womb. Sounds like with a mafteach. The Rabbi Akiva kasha to Talmid Rabbi Shmuel. Wait a second. If a woman has this fifth extra limb, why when the Talmid Rabbi Shmuel performed their dissection, did they only find 252 limbs? They should have found 253. So Dilma Aidi Dezutra Atamuche Mitmach. Maybe that since this fifth one is very tiny, it became disintegrated. After all, they did cook her body. So maybe while they were cooking her, that fifth one became disintegrated. That all of these limbs are not metami ba'oel because only those that are shavu l'kol adam, that apply to everybody, are metami ba'oel. What, a man doesn't have hinges? So it says, that just means extra flesh. That's not a real extra limb. Again, a reference to tzirim, to hinges on a man. It's referring to tzirei basar. You have to say that way. If a man actually has these extra hinges, then and they're not just tzirei basar, then who exactly in the world has 248 evarim? It wouldn't be a man, it wouldn't be a woman. So you have to say that by a man, he doesn't really have these tzirim, he only has tzirei basar. Okay, yeser biyadav ubaraglav. A person has extra toe or an extra finger. So we had a machlokas tanoim. If you recall in the Mishnah, what happens if a person has extra to the point that they have 24 digits instead of having 20? So Rabbi Yitzchak says kosher. The Chum said it's pasul. So what are they arguing about? Says Gemara, Amr Rabbi Yitzchak shnei mikra echad darshu. They're both darshing the same pasuk. Vati od milchama uksiv vayihi ish madon etzba yada veetzba raglav sheish v'sheish. So Mar Sover begnusay mishtai. One opinion says that when you say that he's Nishmal Chama and he had extra digits on his hands and his feet, that it's a gnus, we're speaking negatively about him. Umar Sav B'Shivche Mishtai, but no, we're saying great Shevach, look how strong he is. He's such a physical specimen that all this koach didn't even fit into the normal amount of limbs that a human being would have. He had to have extra limbs. Okay, the pasuk wants to tell me he has an extra digit on each hand. Does it really need to tell me six on each of his major limbs, which equals 24? I could do the math. I'll know that if he has six toes on each foot and six fingers on each hand, that it's 24. Why does the pasuk have to say it? So tzrichi needs to say it. Dikas rachmana sheish v'sheish. Had it just said sheish v'sheish, that it's six on each. Hava amina shisti yadei v'shistikare. I would have thought six on his hand and six on his foot, but not that six on both ends and on both feet. So kasav esrim arba, that's why it says 24. Vikasav esrim arba, had it just said 24, have aminu chamish mehagisa v'shev mehagisa, that even if it's five on one hand and seven on the other hand, so kasav shesh v'shesh, that's why Tafka says shesh v'shesh. Mispar, why does it say mispar? What does it have to say, the number? I know that 24 is a number. Pinispar salgabe yad. No, it's coming, tell me that it's dafka if it's nispral gabe yad, if it's in line with the other fingers or with the other toes. Tanya, Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa ba demechad, Shabbalah fi Rabbi Tarfon. Yeser biyadav ubaraglav sheish v'sheish esrim arba. A guy came to Rabbi Tarfon. We referred to this story earlier. A guy comes to Rabbi Tarfon and he's got 24 digits. He's got six on each hand, six on each feet, on each foot. Amar lo kamoschi yib Rabbi Yisrael. Rabbi Tarfon says, ah, there should be more like you in Israel. He's all excited. Amar lo Rabbi Yossi misham raya. So what do we want to bring this as raya? We want to bring it as a raya that it's a good thing because Rabbi Tarfon gave him such a bracha. Kamoschi yib Rabbi Yisrael. So Amar lo Rabbi Yossi misham raya. Kach amar lo kamoschi yisma'atu mamziri unasi. Israel. No, that's that what he meant to say is that the Mamzerim and the Sinim, if they were all like you, then we wouldn't have as many Yichus problems in the Jewish people. What in the world does that mean? We wouldn't have as many Yichus problems, they were all like you. Zakt Rashi, Kol Mamzerim Shabi Yisrael, Yu Kamoscha, Vyu Nikarin, Shemitipa Psulahain, Vlo Yidbukubahen. If all Mamzerim and Nesinim looked like you, then they would be so easily recognizable. Meaning, if there was only some physical manifestation of a Tipa Psula, of coming from a putrid, pustle drop of semen, then it would be so clear, it would be so much easier to solve our Yichus problems. But in the way we have it, we can't tell just by looking at them who's a Mamzer, who's a Nasin. So it's not a Raya at all That it's not a mum. It could be that it is a mum. Now the Chas de David, he says from the Lashon of the Brice that this guy comes from Rabbi Tarfon. It sounded like he came to ask a shayla halacha lemaisa about his evarim, but he said it doesn't make sense because Rabbi Tarfon was after the Churban Abayis. So the main afkamina halacha lemaisa about his about how many evarim he says. So he says maybe you want to say that he was asking about ishus. Is it a mum be isha when you have this? It's a little difficult to say that though because he was a man. Apparently that appeared to Rabbi Tarfon, and we assume ein mum be ish. That it wouldn't be considered a mum by a man. So he says maybe he was asking if you had an isha that had my physical condition, what would the halacha be? What would the halacha be in terms of would it be considered a mum by an isha? Magen Avraham in Siman Nun Gimel Sifkat Nechas writes that a shliach tzibur should not be a bal mum, that we should be careful not to appoint a shliach tzibur who's a bal mum. So maybe that was the shaila halacha l'maisi. He wanted to know, could I be appointed a shliach tzibur? Is this a bal mum or is it not a bal mum? Okay, hasholi p'shtei yadav. Then we had a machlokas in our Mishnah. What if someone's ambidextrous? Is that a mum, or is that meaning? So the Gemara is going to explain what in the world would the mum be. So talking about an iter yad, ben beregel. If a person's left-handed or left-footed, puzzle, he's puzzle. Has sholit b'shtei yadav, rabbi puzzle v'chad machshirin. Ambidextrous machlokas. Mar savar chishusa aschla b'yamin, umar savar b'yusa aschla b'smol. Question: when a person's ambidextrous, does he have an unusually strong left hand, or does he have an unusually weak right hand, and he just had to learn to make do with whatever he's got, with whatever koach he has in each hand? So he's like a double lefty. So the question is he a double righty? So he's even better, or is he a double lefty? So it's even worse. What exactly is the psul of a lefty? What's the problem exactly with a lefty? The Rashi writes that the reason is because avoda has to be done by yamin, and an iter lefty doesn't have a yamin. His left hand is considered has the koach of anybody else's right hand. Whenever the Torah says, but he says no. Whenever the Torah says yamin, it needs chashivus yamin, and if his yamin is not in the right place, it's of the chashivusa. It doesn't have the same chashivus. So it turns out that a lefty doesn't really have a chashva right hand. So a yavam that's Eater is ein lo takana because the Torah requires yamin and he doesn't have a yamin, so he doesn't have the ability to do chalitza, and that's the sheet of the Ramban in Maseches Yevamos. However, others hold that an eater is possible because it's a mum, that an eater has a yad yamin. It's just that the yad yamin is nechlash, and by chalitza you could be chalitz b'shteim because it's suffic whether we go basu yamin shalom or yamin dialma. Now the Chassam Sofer says davar pasha that any mum that passes by a kohen passes by Sanhedrin. So it could be that mume Sanhedrin are chomer even more than mumim of kohanim, because the pasuk says klucha yafar rayasi. So even though an iter yad is not passed by Sanhedrin, yet it's still passed for a kohen. Why should that be so? Everything that passes for a kohen should passel. We know that Allah is passed by Sanhedrin. Why is an iter yad an exception? So he says because we passel like Rashi, the Ramban, and the Ran, who hold that an iter yad is not a bal mum. It's just that he doesn't have a yamin. There's no din that by a kohen you need yamin because the avodah has to be done by yamin. But it's not a din in a mum. It's just that he doesn't have it. His pasha doesn't have a right hand. But by Sanhedrin, there's no din that you need a right hand. The din is you can't be a bal mum. So that's the machlokas we showed him of here, a very critical machlokas. Whether an iter yad, it's a din of a mum or a din that he just doesn't have a right hand. And mainly he can't do the avodah because he doesn't have a right hand. Nafkamina, can he serve? Can a lefty serve on the Sanhedrin? Okay. Says the Mishnah, Hakushi v'agichor v'alavkon, people who have discolorations of their skin, v'akipeach, we'll explain all of these in the Gemara, means someone unusually tall, v'ananas, a midget, v'acherish, a deaf person, v'ashota, someone who's deranged, v'ashikor, a drunk, ubali negoim tahorim, people who have skin discolorations that are tahor, that would not make it a person in Mitzora, psulim ba'adam k'sherim b'behema, all these things are possible for human being, they would pass a little coin from doing the avodah, but they're kosher on a behema. If you have a deranged behema, that's really not best to use for a carbon. Even people that have extra pieces of flesh hanging off their body, that's possible for Adam, that's kosher for behema. So, Kushi Uchma, Kushi means black-skinned. Gichar means chivra, white-skinned. Lavkan means sumka, someone who's red-skinned. All of those are psulim. So, freklimar eniva, hu damer luhuman bailukiani, vishtaka chivra. How can you say that lavkan means sumka, means red-skinned? Don't you know the story? Someone was going around saying, who wants lukiani? And it turned out that he was selling something that was white. So you see that it must mean white and not red. Ella, so rather you have to mix it up a little bit. Kushi, uchma. Kushi still means black. Gichor, sumka. Gichor means red. And kedamrinchi, sumka gichya, like people say, sumka gichya. And lavkan chivra. Lavkan means white. Kaudamr luhuman bayilukiani vishtaka chivri. Like that maestro shaya that we just quoted. Kapach, tani rav zid gavoa, means someone who's very tall. So, frakti gmar, eini vaha tani rav yavoa, minayin shakarosh baruchu mishtabech bebalikuma. Kodesh Baruch Hu praises himself by his ability to defeat tall people. Sounds like being tall generally is considered a strength. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I've gotten rid of the Amori people who are tall. So you see that being tall is a good thing, not a bad thing. It's something, it's a sign of strength, not a mum. No, we're talking about an unhealthy type of tall. Rashi says, someone who's tall but his body's not thick. It's his body's very thin, very lanky. Not a healthy kind of looking tall. The Rambam writes that he's aruch biyoser muflag mishar ha'am. That he's and Likutei Halacha says the Rambam can't be disagreeing with Rashi. The Rambam must also hold that it's very lanky and an unhealthy looking tall. Because otherwise Moshe Rabbeinu would have been a bal mum according to the Rambam, because he was also gavoh mishar ha'am. Shaul HaMelech, the Navi says, was mishichmu l'mala. He was heads and shoulders above everybody else. So it must mean that something unnaturally looking about his height. Amrish Lakish Gavoa lo Yisa Gavoas. A very tall person shouldn't marry a very tall woman. Shami Yitzim and Toran, because then they'll have giant as a child. Nanas lo Yisa Nanenas. A midget shouldn't marry a midget. Shami Yitzim and Metzbai, because then they'll have a little finger as a child. Lovan lo Yisa Levana. A white person shouldn't marry a very white person. Shami Yitzay Mehem Boak, because then they'll have a very white child. Shachal lo Yisa Shchora. A black person shouldn't marry a black person. Shami Yitzim and Tafuach. Then they'll have someone who's extremely black. Hacherish Rashot Vashikur. So then in the Mishnah, we also listed amongst the Mumin a Cheresh, a Shota, and a Shikr. So Shikr, Mechel Avoda. Shikr, the halacha is, if a person does the Avoda when they're Shikr, so it's Mechal the Avoda. The Avoda doesn't work. So Bahadi Mumin, the Mechel Avoda, by the Mechshav. Why do we list it over here? We should have mentioned it together with the other Mumin that are Mechal the Avoda. Not just the Mumin that are not Shava, Bizarro, Shalaron. So why does it get listed amongst the Mumin that are not Shava, Bizarro, Shalaron? Says Gemara, no, the Shikr we're talking about over here is not someone who drank wine. Bishar Dvar Mamashakrim, we're assuming he drank other things that make you drunk, not wine. And that's not Mechal the Avoda, it's just that he's possible to do the Avoda. Dulok Rabbi Yehuda, and we're assuming not like Rabbi Yehuda. Detanya, Achal Devela Ki'ilis, Vishasa Chalav, Odvash, Nichnas Amigdash Chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda holds that even if you drank Shar Dvar Mamashakrim and you enter the Beis Amigdash, you're going to be Chayiv. And Mele, he would also hold that it's Mechal the Avoda if you drank Shar Dvar Mamashakrim. We don't hold that way. We hold Shar Dvar Mamashakrim. This mission. Shadvar Mashakram is not going to be Mechal the Avoda, but it's still absurd, it's still problematic. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up from the Mishnah at the bottom of the minute.